Today is Thursday, August 15th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Relaxation Day. It's also a National Leathercraft Day, National Hazy IPA Day, and National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. I do like a meringue pie, but I'm not a big fan of lemon meringue pie. I'm gonna have to turn on ad blocker just for this one site. I don't even know if that's possible. I assume it is. I don't use ad blockers because I think, you know, companies should be able to make money. And if I'm seeing their thing for free, they need to make money because they've spent time building this website, putting the information on there, putting it all together. The problem is this site has these huge pop-ups that cover the entire screen, and it even makes noise. They're video pop-ups. So I had to mute the entire tab. I feel like there's acceptable ads and then there's unacceptable ads. And I feel like that is an unacceptable ad. So I don't know. Maybe I need to just block it. All right, well, let's take a look. I feel like we had contact that I did not play yesterday, but let me see. I probably did play it, but let's just see. Oh, it's going to make me log in again because, again, this site. I swear to God, this site wants to make me log in every time. Let's just see. This is probably Tony in Illinois.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I did notice that you did not have a show on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And I was very upset.
Oh.
I thought my Pocket Cast thing wasn't working. I tried to go through all the menus. It was like, where the hell is Monday show? The only thing I listened to on my drive home. Unless if there's a level 13 that Daniel decides to put out or something.
Wow.
So I think all the way back in March or I think it's May now. So he is catching up, but I don't know, maybe by the end of next year we'll be all caught up on that.
Shady.
Yeah, I was sad that you didn't have a Monday show. Okay, that's all. It's Tony in Illinois, by the way. Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Well, Tony, I would know that because my script is supposed to add your name to the file, but like I said, I'm having some issues. Also, I do recognize I recognize your voice now, so you should feel special because I recognize your voice. But yeah, thank you for the call. It's good to know. It is good to know that people miss me when I'm gone. We were here, but Daniel was here and I was working and Daniel was here and I was just like, I'll record. We were busy on Sunday in Eureka Springs and whatever. I don't remember what we covered. Kel Surprise, right? I don't remember what we covered. But he was here. We were doing things. And I don't know. I thought, well, you know, it doesn't hurt anything to take a day off. Now, I am a little bit, first of all, I want to say to my listeners, I love you guys so much that no matter what, I'm going to give you 5 days a week. And so I'm going to give you a show on Saturday so that because I say 5 days a week at the beginning of the show, if I don't do it 5 days a week, but also my numbering of my episodes is very, you know, blocks of five. At the end of the week, I've always completed a block of five. It's one of those things. I just hit the microphone. Anyway, so there you go. I just said, it's driving me crazy. I want to stop. I want to stop. I don't want to do it anymore. Just no more that. No more of that. So I'm going to assume we did not cover Sunday. We did, like I said before, Saturday, we went to the Grape Festival. I won't belabor that. Daniel did not enjoy the spaghetti. It's okay. It's a tradition. We do it every year. I like the spaghetti. I'm not going to say it's the best spaghetti in the world, but I like it. And the fried chicken was good, too. And the grape ice cream is my favorite. I don't know if you guys have ever... So my favorite thing, and they have a cone or a cup. And it's though it's not the sugar cone, which most people would probably prefer. It is the cone that you, back in the day, you would get at the grocery store in those big tubes. And they're almost like cardboard. It's like a rice paper or something. I don't know. I don't know what these cones are made out of. Actually, I could look that up. My keyboard has not been turned back on yet because I just got in from work and I use the same keyboard for my work laptop. So what are Keebler ice cream cones made of? I'm going to see if it says. Flour, sugar, vegetable oil, corn syrup, salt, soy, baking soda. Baked in to create a crisp, sweet cones that are popular choice for... I don't know that that's true. I'm not sure that that's true, ChatGPT. I'm going to look up Keebler ice cream cones. Well, these are sugar cones. No, I don't want those. I want the cheapy cones. Not the sugar cones. Yeah, the cheap ones. So I'm looking. I wonder if they have ingredients here. They probably don't. I'm at Walmart.com. Well, I'm not going to be able to find the ingredients, people. Maybe they have the back of the... Oh, they do. Let's see. Flour. Some vitamins. Cornstarch. Baking soda. Salt. Soy lecithin. Annatto extract. Vanilla extract. Oh. Anyway, the texture of those things is weird though, right? Well, not weird, but it's like, how come they're so much lighter and almost fluffier than the sugar cones? I want to know. It's probably the baking soda. Make some rise. Could be. But those are my favorite. The cheap... I will eat a sugar cone if you give it to me. I don't dislike them, but if you gave me a choice and you said, do you want this cheap? Well, they also have that at McDonald's as well. Would you like this cheap ice cream cone or would you like the sugar cone? I would like the cheap one, please. And they have these little ridges in the bottom of them. And the ice cream settles into the bottom. And it gets just a little bit soggy. It's almost like... And this is something I do with my cereal. And I know this is controversial. Most people want their cereal to be crispy. And they want to eat the cereal right away, no matter what the cereal is. Me, I like it to be not completely mush, but I like it to be partially soggy. I like a little bit of sog and crispiness all at the same time. And so when I eat cereal, normally I will let the cereal sit for just like a minute. And it's the same thing with these ice cream cones. The ice cream sits there, and as I'm eating the ice cream on the top, the bottom is kind of soaking some of the ice cream in. And when you get to that last bite, that's the bottom of the cone, and then there's ice cream in there, and you got a little crispy. It's a little mushy because the ice cream has soaked in a little bit. So good. The grape ice cream is so good. I really enjoy it. It's not too sweet. It's not too grapey. It's very dairy forward, but it just has a nice grape flavor that I enjoy. So we did that. So, you know, that's what we did. And I think we watched some more Missy Whitwing when we got home. I'm not sure. But anyway, regardless, that's what we did. And I already covered that yesterday. So there you go. I covered it twice. So on Sunday, we got up and we went to Eureka. Mark went to church. He went to Mass and Daniel and I waited for him to get back. And then we got in the car. We drove to Eureka. I took one way there and one way back so that Daniel could get the full, what are the name of the Ozarks? Ozark Mountains tour. And we went to this place that has really good reviews for brunch called the Filling Station. And yeah, it was good. We were able to get right in. No reservation needed. It was busy, but there were a few tables available, so we were able to get a booth. And we all decided to get the chicken fried steak and eggs. Just, we didn't even discuss it, but we all ended up getting the chicken fried steak and eggs. Really good. Too much gravy. I also got biscuits and gravy with it. You could get toast, you could get pancakes, or you could get a biscuit and gravy. The chicken fried steak has gravy on it, but you know what? I just went all in. I got the biscuits and gravy. It was good. I enjoyed it. Mark also got a cinnamon roll that he and I shared. And then because no one wanted to tell me what they wanted to do, I just made it an Adam weekend. And I was like, you know what? I love caves. We are going to go to a cave. So we drove to Onyx Cave and we did a cave tour. We had to wait a little while in the gift shop. And we did some perusing around the gift shop, and then it was an audio tour, so we put on headsets and we went on this cave tour. We paid $6 extra per person to get a tour guide at the end to take us to a couple of parts of the cave that you can't get to just doing the audio tour. And she was so into caves, it was cute. She was probably in her late 60s, early 70s, this lady, and they had chosen to retire in Eureka Springs just because she loved geology and wanted to be a cave docent, or whatever you call them, a person who does cave tours. So she loved it. She loved it so much, and she was so excited about telling us all the things about the cave. And then we went back to Eureka, to the town, and just walked around, dipped into some shops, and, you know, had a relaxing afternoon. I'm running out of time. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.